is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday the 19th of February. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely gorgeous co-host, the lovely...
Bird on a bike.
Miss on a bike.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
You are good.
I am.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Ooh. I tell you what I've been doing, saying no.
Saying no?
Yes.
Yes. Really? Who have you been saying no to?
Well, I can't tell you that.
No. You've been saying no, yeah.
No, but it's really been a challenge, but enjoyable, but not knowing that it's the right thing, but wanting to support as well all at the same time. Does that make sense?
No.
Good. How are you? What's going on?
I'm not telling you.
Oh,
you see what I did there?
Oh, yeah. It just went over my head.
No, see what I did there? No,
yeah,
no, I'm fine, thanks. Yep, keeping busy. You know what it's like.
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, listen to that. Trying to survive, mostly.
What do you mean?
Well, business is tough at the moment.
Why?
Well, because it is. Because, well, it's actually a bizarre thing. It's absolutely a bizarre thing as far as jobs are concerned.
Why?
There are so many unfilled jobs. It's unbelievable. And we just...
I don't believe... I'm not being rude. I can't believe it, being in the situation I'm seeing going on.
Yeah, sure. It's one of the things we're trying to address. There's 833,000 unfilled job vacancies at the moment. And we can't get applicants for love nor money. Now, there are a whole heap of people that want jobs that can't get them. Yeah.
Are they not wanting to do it online?
No, I don't think it's that. Do you know what the real answer is? And I know your situation, and that's a slightly different situation. But for most people that struggle to get a job, it's because they don't know how to.
No, I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. One of the problems that you get with people doing it online is they do smatter their CV everywhere. And
you taught me that last week, and I went straight home and I went, why aren't you doing focus thing? And I said, Paul's genius. And they went, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. You've got to focus now, because otherwise employers, they know that you just splattered your CV and they don't want it. Mm. But anyway, that's presenting us with some challenges. But we're kind of going offline to sort that out, and we've got our first event.
Hold on.
Yeah, go on.
So an online business.
It's going offline, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is how we started. This is our 20th year in business. And when we first started, nobody had heard of the internet, let alone using it. So we had to do it all offline by telling them to get online.
I've just been listening to a podcast with Caroline Fake, she's called, and she's one of the top leading women in America on the internet. And she was there doing that... beep, beep, and all that jazz. And exactly listening to you now, you're going, really? Was there a time before that? Yes.
Yeah, of course there was.
So you're going old school?
Yeah, on 14th of March, we're doing a careers fair in Medway at the St. George Hotel. And it's totally free. And we've got a load of careers counsellors and CV experts and presentation experts doing short 5-10-minute workshops for anyone that wants to come along to help them understand how to get a job. We've also got employers there that are looking, and a few other people. And we've got the lovely folks from My Careers Options that have a platform that helps you determine what your ideal career is. So there's lots going on there. It's all totally free, and it's going to be the first of many that we're going to run this year around Kent and Medway.
Are you feeling like you need to rant today?
No, I had a bit of a rant on Twitter yesterday, so I'm a bit ranted out. Oh no, it's just all this nonsense about Honda closing their factory, and there's so much rubbish talked about it. It's unbelievable.
Interesting.
From all points of view, people jumping on bandwagons without the first idea what they're talking about, without even looking at any of the facts behind any of it. And I just get annoyed, not with the politics, because I understand politics is what it is. Yeah, what I get annoyed with is people that put things that are blatantly, you know, with one Google, disprovable. And you go, didn't you check before you put that? And then they try to argue their point, and you just think, well, it's silly. Here you go. Here's the link. But there you go. That's me. So I had a bit of a rant last night.
Nice.
And, of course, I wasn't happy anyway. I was in a bad mood in the first place because my team got beat at football again.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want a hug?
No.
Do you want anything?
No. I want to move on.
Let's do that then.
Yeah. I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at My Careers Options. My Careers Options is a platform for primarily aimed at the moment at young people, but not necessarily. But it's something that if you're still at school, you can do with your parents. And it's basically an online assessment tool that enables you to put in a lot of details about yourself. And then it comes back with career options for you, and tells you the kind of options that suit your transferable skills, and then will give you some insight into what qualifications, what kind of salary you can earn, what kind of market there is for those kind of jobs. It's a really powerful platform. It's worth a look. So big thank you to My Careers Options for sponsoring today's show. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 22 0035. That's Ashford 01233 22 0035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And please, please, please use the hashtag BeBunker. Otherwise, we won't find you.
And we mean it.
I mean it, yeah.
He means it.
I'm not lying.
There's no flannel. There's no flannel going on.
So many people go, I tweeted you, but you didn't read it. And then I find it, and I go, but you didn't put a hashtag in. Exactly. No, I didn't have enough room. Well, I won't be able to find it. It's too difficult. Anyway, yeah, so tweet me, VanillaWeb, with the hashtag BeBunker. I'm going to start off by reading a tweet as well. I had a tweet from the Business Diaries, and they've given me a list of dates for up-and-coming Business Diaries.
We haven't had one for a little while, have we?
No, absolutely. So there's a hiatus over the Christmas holidays and the New Year. So the next one is the Tunbridge Wells event, and it's on the 4th of April. And I think they hold them at the Hotel Divan in Tunbridge Wells. And then the Medway one is the 11th of July, and I'm assuming that's still at the Innovation Centre at Rochester. And then the 10th of October, they're back at Tunbridge Wells. And then the Christmas special on the 5th of December, they're back in Medway.
Hold on a minute. We can't talk Christmas in February, for goodness sake, Lisa Settle. What's going on?
Exactly. Well, they skipped Easter.
Yeah.
There you go. If you want to find out about them, you can follow the Business Diaries on Twitter.
We're not even following a life journey there.
Yeah,
it's true.
Or you can follow Lisa M. Settle or Isla O. That's ISLAYO.
Cool.
Give them a follow.
Well, I'm going to mention them straight off.
Go on.
Ethelbray, because we love them.
We love Ethelbray. They've got a double whammy today as well, haven't they?
They have, and that's what I thought I'd give them. But also, they keep going through the week about my short, hairy legs, and it is non-stop. I'm laughing. Neither have I both, either. Well, you could question the length of them.
But they're definitely short.
Yeah, exactly. But they're not hairy, Ethelbray. And you've just got this non-stop laughter going on all week. So, anyway, here we go, Ethelbray. So this is at Vanilla Web and Bird and Bite. Can we have two cheeky shout-outs?
Hold on. They called you Bird. I didn't call you Ernie.
No, they didn't. They don't. Well, there you go. Yeah, and they do want to call me Ernie, don't they?
Yeah.
I still think I'm Eric.
Yeah, well, you can't be, not with short, fat, hairy legs.
Can we have two cheeky shout-outs? Last few spaces on the employment update on the 25th of March. It's £75 and it's at 8.30 till 10.30 in the morning. And we know we're getting ready to write Business Bunker on the quiz night trophy.
Oh, yes. The B-Bunker quizzer team, mate. We're going to storm it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know whether to keep going on this about our competitive edge.
Go, keep going.
Okay, but teams are still able to enter if you want to be annihilated for £25. And that's at 7 o'clock. Is that enticing people to come to the competition? We'll give you an autograph. It's not a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know who we are?
They still do this quiz, because I thought we agreed that people would just put money in because we knew who was
just
winning.
Don't, yeah, well, we
just
want,
contribute.
We want you to come and pay.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to come, okay.
Just contribute.
Yes. Both events are held at Chilston Park, which we love.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be there on the 4th of April with our quiz team. And anybody that fancies it, they can try us on. Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
This is funny.
Yeah. You can show me short, fat, hairy legs while we're there.
I tell you, I'm not being silly with this competitive edge thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a nice loser. I don't.
Oh no,
the
you're
point.
Vicious. She's vicious.
I don't see the point.
She's vicious.
Of being nice about losing.
We ain't going to lose. She'll be vicious.
Absolutely.
Why would you go? Oh, well done.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah.
You're going to get your edge kicked in. we're going to have the first outbreak of quiz violence.
It's all right. Caroline's my friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got Girlings on the side and everything.
You've got your own lawyer as well, yeah.
Do you know who I am? Yeah. Very funny. So, Ethelbray, there you go, my darlings. There's your two cheeky shout-outs.
So, fantastic. Do be there at both events. Yeah,
we do want you to come to Chilston Park.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You do stand a chance.
Is that silence deafening then?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Cool. I'll tell you what, you can read an email.
Oh, thank you.
That's
Venues
right.
and Events Expo South East at Kent Event Centre. That's on Thursday the 9th of May at 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. That's a long day. It's a long day, isn't it?
What, 9 till 5?
Yes.
It's not much days at work, isn't it?
Don't start.
It's all right for those of us that work part-time, isn't it?
It's a long day. For an event, usually they're like 10 till 4, 9 till 5. A man's got them working.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because they're going on a safari, that's why.
Right, so it's not exactly a long day then, is it?
No, because they're swanning around looking at animals for
an hour. If you go on safari, you have to start an awful lot earlier than 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so a one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers. Now, we did it last year, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
You and I were emceeing head-to-head.
Yep, we were.
See the competitive edge there?
Yeah. I was far better than you.
With over 100 venues and event suppliers from the Southeast, do you know what they say? They say, ignore the bad behaviour, reward the good. That's what I just did there.
Yep.
Venues and Events Expo will give you the inspiration and means to create and organise a meeting or an event you desire. So if you are a venue or supplier to the events industry, then you need to be either seen there, so you need to showcase your brand. There are hundreds. I can't even tell you, we had two areas, didn't we, where we were emceeing each. We had speakers, we had a silent event speaking arena, which was just fascinating. How many different venues were there?
Yeah, loads.
It was just crazy. It filled the space. You've got to be there.
Right. So we've been told off.
Because we've ruined it.
Because I got it wrong. I was talking about the wrong event. Yeah. The safari is on a different event. That's on the International Women's Day. This is the exhibition for the events.
She can't tell me off.
No. She just sent you a tweet.
I'm reading it.
She sent you a tweet with a GIF in it. Have you seen it?
Have a great show. Why a shark?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
Why a shark, Amanda? There we go.
It is smiling, kind of. Anyway, sorry, Amanda. We kind of made a bit of a mess about that. I made a bit of a mess about that, yeah.
Nice responsibility taken.
Yeah, thank you. So the reason it's 9 to 5 is because it's an exhibition and you've got to walk around it, haven't you?
Exactly. Yeah. So go and find out how to book your free place to visit the exhibition. Visit www.venueseventexpo.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you.
It's an all-day event.
It is, 9 till 5.
With no safari.
Yeah, 9 to 5. Okay, I've got this that I want to tell you about. It is the Kent Supported Employment Employability Event. It's a thing that we've run annually now. We've done it twice. 2019, we're going to do it again. It's an event held at County Hall in Maidstone. And you're invited to come and find out how businesses in Kent are benefiting from using a pool of talented people with autism and sensory disabilities. Okay. You're going to hear from forerunners in business on their experience of employing people with autism and sensory impairment, how it can benefit you as a business, and how Kent Supported Employment can support you to become a more inclusive employer. There'll be presentations from Microsoft, the education people, Ronnie Wilson MBE from First Step Trust, myself from Jobs in Kent, and from people with a disability who are in employment, talking about their experiences. It's a free event. It takes place on the 20th of March from 9:30 till 11. It's in the Lecture Theatre at Sessions House, which is County Hall, Maidstone. If you'd like to come along, it's free. There's also lunch chucked in. And you need to just let them know you're coming. And you can do that by emailing thomas.lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at theeducationpeople.org. It will be the third running of this event. Last year we had 50 employers there, and we're really looking forward to it.
Why do you think it's important?
2 points of view. I hate wasting talent. As I was mentioning earlier, I think we can be a bit divisive about who we employ and how we employ them, and we shouldn't be. We have massive skill shortages. We have plenty of jobs. Those jobs need filling, and we have talented people available to do it. What we have is a fear from employers about employing anybody different.
Or employment. We talked about this last week, didn't we, actually?
And so these events are designed to try to overcome that, to allay people's fears, to tell them what help and support is available to help them do this. And for me, that's incredibly important. You know, people get a great sense of satisfaction from being able to work and earn money and look after themselves. And, you know, I know from first-hand experience with my work with the Kent Deaf Children's Society, we desperately need to find work experience and jobs for our young people. They have loads of talents. They have loads of abilities. It's just fear from employers, and that's what we need to overcome, basically. And that's what it's designed to do. It's designed so that people can see the talent that's available, but also find out the help that's available to help them cope with what they think. You know, because you talk to a small business about employing someone with disabilities, and they go, yeah, well, the problem is I can't afford to put disabled ramps in, and I can't afford this. And we with Kent Deaf Children, we get the same thing every time. Yeah, but Paul, what if the fire alarms went off? Oh, do you know what? We've never thought of that. you know, there are ways of dealing with it.
I don't know if you remember him. There was a guy at the Young Conference a couple of years ago who was deaf that gave a talk, and he was really good. And for the life of me, I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
But he had 2 degrees, and he put his degrees on his CV loads of times and didn't get offered one job. So he took the fact that he was, his degrees on and that he was deaf. He took the fact that he was deaf off and got loads of interviews. And he worked in data input. Why would you not employ a deaf person to work on it? And nothing's going to distract them. And I don't mean that rudely. Yeah. That's what he said. Mm. He said he was one of the top people for inputting data. It's
entirely why we do the event that we do, is because it suddenly dawns on you that not only have these people got they haven't got a problem, they've actually got a benefit.
They've got a solution.
A lot of people with autism and sensory disabilities are incredibly focused, incredibly focused, and they will keep going doing repetitive jobs that other people won't do. And so many employers go, I wish I had someone to do that.
And it's also about people who are not neurotypical thinkers, isn't it?
Exactly.
So particularly in the city, there's so many people who are actually non-neurotypical. And actually that's what gives us the edge in financial services. They can think differently. I just think that people are really blinkered about who they'll employ.
They are, and that's a very good point, Caroline. Caroline Armitage from Girlings, and we're going to be talking to Caroline shortly. But it is this blinkered approach to employment. But in my experience, it's all based on fear. You know, it's not because people don't want to, it's because they're scared. They're scared of the ramifications of what they're doing. You know, you hear so many stories about things that go wrong in businesses, and small businesses especially find it difficult. Having said that, when we did the first one of these 2 years ago, back in 2017, we had a lady from a business in Tenterden turn up, and she was so impressed with it all, she hired 2 young people, and they both won national customer service awards in their first year of being in business. Now, she will tell you unequivocally, it wasn't a doddle employing people. There were issues that she had to deal with during that time. But these people won awards for their service. It's come along. Just come along and hear. You're not going to lose anything, are you? You're going to get a free lunch and you just got to sit there and listen, basically. So we'd like to see you there. What you got, Bird?
I've got Marsh Breakfast Network in February.
Have you?
This is the... All right, this is February, the 21st of February, 7:45.
Behave.
Until 9, it's Look, you can't do that and then expect me not to laugh.
I can. It's on the radio. They can't see what I just did.
Yeah, but you know what I'm like. I'm hardly going to keep it professional here, am I?
She's corpsed. She's corpsed.
0745 to 0915. This is at the Ship at Dymchurch. And then we've got Marsh Networking over coffee. And that's on the 6th of March. And that's 10 till 12 in the morning. That's at Cinqport Arms. They all have a problem with drinking because it's both in pubs.
Web.
kentbusinessradio.co.uk/marshnetworking.
Fantastic. We're going to play some cheesy tunes now.
What did
now.
You choose?
Well, you're going to get there straight away, surely.
Why?
It's your era, isn't it?
How rude.
It's Day Tripper, isn't it?
Of course.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 19th of February. Day Tripper, Le Beatles. That took you back.
Didn't it, bud? No, love, it didn't.
Oh, right. Anyway, moving on.
I thought you said you weren't running a rant today. What's going on?
What was that laugh about?
What's wrong with you today?
Nothing. Why?
Well, we started off the show. I thought, he's not going to rant. We're fine.
I haven't ranted yet.
And no, you're just like poking me. Am I trying to wind you up?
It's good. Well, see, it's because.
What is it?
Well, no,
what
it's because you told me that you were getting all competitive about the quiz. You see, so I'm trying to
but
get you.
But I'm on your team.
I know, but I'm.
Why poke your team?
Yeah, no, because I'm getting you revved up, ready to go. Aren't I? Yeah, fighting.
I love
fighting
that.
Fighting, man. I'm winding you up and getting you, setting you off.
Thank you.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens.
Oh, who is she?
Yeah, she's good. Karen Kent. She said, I love a Business Bunker shout-out, please. I'd like to say a huge thank you, in capital letters, to all my care team that rallied round and covered the sick leave over the weekend to ensure that everyone got their home care calls. So a huge well done to the Karen Kent team who, as Kim says, rallied round and supported her over the weekend. Fantastic.
Nice. Well, I feel I need to just rewind a little bit because Venues and Events Expo have said to me, hi, Vanilla Web and Burn the Bike. Thanks for the shout out today. We have a great lineup of speakers and fun and informative workshops, plus 100 venues and suppliers for the event industry. Mm. So 9 till 5 may not be long enough to fit it all in.
That's true.
There we go.
It's true because it's an expo.
It's an expo.
And there's loads going on. I've had a tweet from Slope Wolf Friday. And they go, Business Bunker.
I haven't heard from them for a little while.
No.
What's going on?
Check your emails. Booking for Friday, March the 1st at 2 p.m. Slope Wolf Friday. Network lunch. Non-FSB members welcome. It's at the Corner House Kent, which is a popular venue in Canterbury. Deadline for reservations is Monday the 25th. If you'd like details, please contact @JulesSirkin on the Twitter.
Cool.
So that's yet another Slope Off Debauched Friday on the 1st of March. There you go. What you got?
Help us bridge the gap between school and business. As business owners, managers, join us at the FSB Kent to inspire the next generation of talent next event. So this is at Hillview Tunbridge on the 13th of March, and this is at Haysbrook School. And there's, is it Hillview Tunbridge,
which is girls' school, on the 13th of March.
And then it's at Haysbrook School on the 28th of March.
Yep.
So you need to go and get the details from www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk/3030.
Yep, be there, please. It's a great event. We take up to 30 businesses into a school for a couple of hours to network with A-level students to talk about the world of work, the skills that we require, and the kind of things that both students can do and what businesses are looking for. And it's also a chance for businesses to find out how to employ Generation Z, would you believe?
I know.
Generation Z.
I've got two of them in Generation Z.
Generation Z. That is people entering the workforce that were born after the year 2000.
Apparently we should be
excited. Does that
make
me feel older? What?
We should be excited about Generation Z.
Yeah, we should. They're brilliant.
Oh,
go on, tell me.
Well, because we're now coming away from Gen X and Y and the millennials of the entitlement.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, this is what we've been talking about at this minute. Just Caroline's face then. Excellent. That was really good for radio. really?
I think, maybe for your X and Ys, I don't think your millennials think they've got a sense of entitlement. That's the generation that, like, graduated into the teeth of the recession 2008 to 2010. They don't feel entitled. So
it's great, isn't it? I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm not saying it's mine. I'm just saying that's what we label them as. Mm. Apparently, Z are amazing.
Yeah, talking to many members of Generation Z, they have a totally different view on life and work to millennials and previous generations to that. Very interestingly, in the events we do, far more than approaching 3/4 of them are now no longer looking to go to university when they exit school. They're looking at apprenticeships, maybe degree apprenticeships, but apprenticeships rather than university.
Well, while you're talking about that, yesterday I went to see Rob Parker from Go Facility.
Yep.
And we were chatting there and he's got a nice little setup. And I always get excited when you go and meet somebody in their own business and you see when they're in this business house and how they've moved around and how they've built literally that lovely story from the back bedroom into business, now employing people. And we were saying, you know, how did you employ the people? And he has employed both his employees from apprenticeships. Yep. And they've stayed with him. Yeah. First one's 7.5 years, and the next one's, I think, 3 years.
78% of apprentices stay with the employer that employed them as an apprentice.
Amazing. Mm. Amazing.
It works.
Yeah.
If we could stop the government from keep interfering with it, it would work even better.
I was going to say exactly that. I yeah. think it's an excellent scheme. Mm. I've just finished 2 apprenticeships, kept them both on. They're both good lads. I've had 3.
Oh, you didn't do one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've had 3 altogether, but I would say the backup to look after apprentices, the system, the everything else is an absolute nightmare.
Yeah,
if someone can crack it, I'd love to know it because it makes it such hard work both for the student and for the employer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a nightmare. And with the levies now, we're a levy paying business.
Yeah.
You don't get anything for doing it. You just get some money back out of your own pot that you've got no choice but to put into.
Yeah.
But the system is pretty bad.
Yeah. Cool. Good. Well, listen, I'd like to talk to our first guest,
Let's
if we may.
It.
It's an
Hi
absolute
there.
Pleasure to welcome onto the show for the very first time the lovely Caroline Armitage of Girling's Lawyers. Caroline, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thanks, Paul. Lovely to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you. Why don't we kick off by you telling us a little bit about Girling's to start with, and then we'll talk about you, and then we'll move from there.
So Girling's have been around Kent for a long time. We've been around for about 50 years.
Right, okay.
And predictably, as with most law firms, there was a Girling, although there is no longer. In fact, he was president of the Law Society, so knew what he was doing. And we've been around as a firm in Kent for a good long time. We provide we're what we call a full-service law firm. So we provide, like, both personal client services, your wills, your buying and selling your house, all that sort of stuff.
Do you work out of one office, or have you got...
No, we've got 3. We have Canterbury, which is where we've got our main office. I've got a big office which is focused on business in Ashford. And we've got a Herne Bay office because we like the pier.
You can go for a paddle at lunchtime. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. No, Herne Bay's a great place to
be. So you're a full service firm.
Yeah.
You cover a whole range of things. How about you personally? What's your area?
So I'm what's called a corporate and commercial lawyer, which means that I focus on business law and particularly things like trading agreements, commercial agreements, and buying and selling companies, structuring companies when they're putting in venture capital, mainly aimed at the SME sector, looking after small businesses and entrepreneurial private clients who are either sort of founding or growing a business. Mm. So that's what I've been doing for more years than I care to count.
And I'm sure you enjoy it.
I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't enjoy it. So there you go.
It's an interesting area of law, though, isn't it?
No, it really is. It's very, very varied. And the types of clients we act for can vary from, like, I do a lot of work acting for charities who, of course, need business law advice. I acted for a marquee company.
Wow.
We've been doing a lot of work with car dealerships.
I bet that was intense.
Very good.
See what I did
there. I love it. I love it. Yeah. They were very big tents.
Yeah, yeah.
And then car dealerships, computer companies, across the range of the business sectors that we see across Kent.
Right. Yeah. It's an interesting, I operate as an angel investor from time to time. And, it's one of those things with startups. It can be really quite difficult to get them to focus on getting the legals right before they do anything.
It absolutely can. I mean, we are, you know what, we're what's called in marketing terms a distress purchase.
Yeah.
No one ever wants to buy a lawyer.
Yeah.
We're really nice people and we'll do really useful things for you, but no one really wants to go to a lawyer.
But the amount of time I spend on this is unbelievable by telling people, yeah, but, you know, it's like an insurance policy. If you get it right now, when the proverbial hits the round thing, you're going to thank me because you've got it right. And I'm just talking about simple stuff like articles of association, shareholders agreements, basic contracts, you know, the really important stuff that people go, oh, we'll do that later.
Well, it's the other thing is that sometimes it stops you investing in and investing your time in something that ain't going to work as a relationship. So sometimes actually having that conversation really helps you identify not to do it. And that's money well spent.
Yep.
That's money well spent, as well as when you actually do go ahead.
Nettie and I have a little interesting story about that, don't we?
Go for it.
But, I'm all ears.
Nettie and Rift are my accountants, and I was asked to invest in a business, which I looked at, and it was a bit of a turnaround thing as well. And I thought, well, you know, it's worth a punt to do this. And I was going to take 26% of the business. So I rang Nettie and I went, make it so, you know, go and get the shares and do all the DSO ones and all the rest of it. And she rang me back about a week later and she said, you can't invest in this business. And why? She said, they haven't got any shares. It's not a limited company.
It was set up so beautifully. The business owners didn't even know what they had. Yeah. Didn't even know what they owned.
I love it. And it's what the phrase due diligence is all about, exactly, isn't it? Yeah.
Can I just say, though, one comment on that, Paul. It didn't ring you back a week later. It would have been probably the following day. Come on, don't exaggerate. You didn't take the call or return it for a week, maybe.
So from somebody who didn't want to rant, you've upset everybody.
Well done.
Congratulations.
I've passed the buck. I left you lots to rant. Yeah. Absolutely. So it's important at that starting point.
Absolutely right. Mm. And it's money that you need to put into your business plan when you're actually sort of looking at your startup costs.
Yeah.
It's money worth spent. So
absolutely
it's always worth doing.
And just talking about some of these things, because it is interesting, from your point of view at the moment, what's the market like? I'm particularly interested in acquisitions and mergers and stuff like that. Is there much activity going on?
Things that people have been talking about for a while, they're still doing. And if people have got a business driver for doing stuff, they're still doing it.
Mm.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that a few investors are holding off at the moment just to see what's going to happen.
Sure.
Certainly if there's any exposure to the property market, people are holding off. Mm. But even in other areas, people saying, look, you know, 7 weeks, at least I'll wait and find out what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But where people have a business driver, where they were going to do it anyway, particularly if they are engaged in export type businesses or where there are new external markets, that's still happening.
Right. Okay.
But let's be realistic. There is a bit of a pause.
Yeah, and it's high. It's just what everybody kind of says. Don't know what's happening. Don't know what's going on.
Well, and if there's one thing we hate as business people, it's that lack of certainty.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, whether you are a leave or remain.
It doesn't matter. No, absolutely.
It's completely irrelevant.
They have completely cocked it up from every side, basically.
I'm not going to disagree with that one. So, I can tell you, I drive from over the west side of the county and I drive past a load of Brexit motorway roadworks. So that's not a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So I want to move on now because Girlings in general are going to be supporting the Grow West Kent conference, which is happening fairly soon in March.
22nd of March.
Yep. And it's at the Brands Hatch Mercure Hotel, I do believe.
It is. It's been pulled together and it's a really good conference, I think this is going to be. We have fantastic keynote speaker from the Resolution Foundation, who focus particularly on those who risk at social exclusion, younger people, people at the lower end of the employment market, just picking up some of the stuff we've been talking about already today. And they're going to give us an economic overview. And then we've got a really interesting panel where you can quiz the lawyers and accountants and business investors for free.
Absolutely. So it's a full day event. It's in partnership with West Kent Partnership.
It is, yeah.
Caroline, you're going to be chairing a panel.
I am.
And what are you going to be looking at there?
Well, I think we're really keen for people to come along with questions and comments about how they're finding business. Mm. We've got some really specialist lawyers there. Mm. We've got our employment lawyers, our property lawyers. Mm. We've got some corporate finance advisor on it, and also the Resolution guys, who are going to be able to give some real expert advice. And sometimes you just want, asking for a friend, of course.
Absolutely.
You just want some free sort of steer. And so why not come along and access that wealth of business knowledge?
It is really important as well, especially for small companies who again can be nervous about engaging a lawyer or indeed an accountant, because then they're never really sure what they're going to get for the money, and they probably don't even know what question they want to ask.
Absolutely right, which is why we've got like a speaker sort of with a kickoff on the economic stuff, because that will stimulate people's thinking.
And inspire people, yeah.
Talk about some of the things like we were talking about how to use your apprenticeship levy stuff and things like that, and how to access some of that.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be, I mean, it's much bigger than just the panel that we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a really, really interesting conference.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lineup of speakers and workshops and things going on all day at the event, and it's a great event. The event did happen last year as well.
It did. It's about 18 months it'll be between the two, so so I think, you know, long enough for the world to have changed a little bit, so as we know.
And what else are Girlings involved in? I know that you've been sponsors, I think, for some business awards.
Oh, we've done various things. Mm. I mean, some of my we sponsored the Ashford 10K, you know. Some
did
of my
you
colleagues
really?
Ran that. So that's like.
Did you do that, Bird?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I don't tend to do local races.
Okay.
I do national ones and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a great one to get people involved with. But we're also sponsoring the Grow Kent Awards, and we've done did Ashford before. Christmas, and we've got 14th of March, we've got the Canterbury Awards coming up, and we've sponsored the Hospitality Award.
Okay.
Because that's a really important sector in Kent. So.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. Yeah. And those awards, the award dinner is at Broom Park.
It is. Yeah. Which is a fab location.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So, especially in the spring.
Absolutely. Yeah. I will be chairing that event as it happens, and we're looking forward to it. Again, I think it's the third year of the Canterbury Business Awards now.
I think so.
And they've got bigger every year, and there's more categories this year. And I know for a fact, I'm not a judge, I'm just the MC for the night, but I know there's a lot of fantastic businesses.
Definitely the award we're judging. We've had a good range of, a good number of applicants and good quality. I mean, we judged last year as well. So interesting. Talking to the business owners.
Absolutely. So apart from Brexit, and we'll try and ignore that, is there anything else that you're seeing, Caroline, that we ought to be aware of on the business front in terms of what's going on and what's happening?
The unfortunate thing is that Brexit is a reality.
It's covered,
you know,
everything,
we are hearing from clients based around the ports and in the port businesses who are wanting to just check about, you know, terms and conditions, make sure that they're covered. Wonderful legal phrases like force majeure. She said, we think Brexit definitely counts as force majeure.
An act of God.
But major force rather than actually act of God. So that's that sort of thing. But So there is some stuff and some activity around that whole Brexit-related stuff. Employment law, always a challenge.
Yep.
Small businesses as well. Our employment department is busy as ever.
With what, Caroline? What's the thing that we, as a business owner, are wondering wrong or right?
The dreaded GDPR still around, and I think that one's quite interesting because there was a lot of focus on it back in May. But the fact is businesses need to keep going, need to keep making sure they're doing their audits and things. And we're finding people are realising they sort of got through that first bit, then they stopped, and now they're realising they've got to pick it up again.
From my point of view, not being a lawyer, but from my point of view with GDPR, I saw so many people getting the wrong end of the stick.
Totally.
Yeah, becoming obsessed with emails.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even about emails.
It wasn't about that.
The email law came in what, 2002 or whatever it was. You know, it wasn't about that.
No, it's not about e-privacy.
Yeah.
It was about managing data. But I think people are beginning to get to grips with that, beginning to realise that, that it's something a bit bigger than that, and are beginning to do the work. And so we're finding certainly our employment team sort of how people's personal data is handled by their employers, particularly the larger employers, are trying to get it right, and people are more aware that their data is their data. So there's that sort of stuff. I mean, inevitably with the business environment, businesses change. They have to go through TUPE if they're buying or selling businesses. There are redundancy sort of processes that need to be gone through, not because the business is necessarily shrinking, but because it's changing.
And I think that's a massive thing, because it's not just the change, it's the speed of change that we face. Fast. You know, things are changing so rapidly that it's almost difficult to keep up with the change.
I wouldn't disagree. And what we're finding is people are actually sometimes like leapfrogging. They sort of got left behind on one change.
Yeah.
But then that gives them the ability to then jump ahead again.
So, absolutely, yeah.
So, you know.
That's a great analogy, because my background was in technology originally, and that was a huge thing. Back in the day, I used to work in the city, and we were building electronic banking networks.
You mean the ones that fail nowadays?
No. See, I am so old that my ones were pre-internet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But one of the interesting things there is that a lot of parts of the world had no telecoms infrastructure in terms of copper cables and stuff like that. So they bypassed all of that.
Straight to mobile.
And went straight to mobile and straight to microwave and straight to Wi-Fi, to the point where if I go to the middle of the bush in Uganda, I can get a better signal on my phone than I can in southeast England.
Well, I think it's really interesting because, of course, Africa has been spearheading a money transfer via mobile.
M-Pesa,
Both in West and East Africa and South Africa as well.
So yeah. Really, no, absolutely. The M-Pesa app, which was the first one from Vodafone, has radically changed East Africa and East African economics. And this is one of my favourite stats, that the population of sub-Saharan Africa is just shy of 1 billion people. But there are actually 700 million mobile phones in use.
And you do see people walking along with two.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible. And that is exactly an indication of what you were saying about leapfrog technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Caroline, that's fascinating. It's lovely to talk to you. We're looking forward enormously to the West Kent conference and to coming and asking you loads of questions for free about my legal needs. So I'll be there asking questions. We wish you much success with that and continued success with your lovely law firm, Girlings. If people want to find out more about Girlings, how can they do that?
Easiest place, as with everyone, is the old www.girlings.com. We're always happy for people to drop in and see us as well.
Fantastic.
Give us a phone call. But the web has got, we've got some wonderful little video clips on it.
Right,
so people can actually sort of hear our experts talking about current problems. So go have a look at our website, www.girlings.com.
Fantastic. Caroline Armitage of Girlings, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
I shall enjoy it.
We've got a few minutes before we join the newsroom at Channel Radio, so we'll catch up with some tweets and emails, I think, bud.
Okay, well, we have Canterbury Business Awards, just because I wanted to follow it on from there. And that's Thursday the 14th of March at Broome Park Hotel. Then we've got Maidstone Business Awards, which are Thursday the 27th of June, and that's at the Mercure Great Danes. And then we've got Ashford Business Awards, Wednesday the 28th, I can't believe I'm going to say this, November, Ashford International.
Oh, if we're doing longer term things, I've got this that you need to put in your diary.
10 years time? What?
yeah, not quite. Save the date, put our annual Southeast Construction Exhibition into your 2019 diaries. It's taking place on Thursday the 26th of September.
That's not as bad as the Ashford Business Awards November, is it?
But you led up to it, though, to be fair, didn't you? You had a couple earlier.
Hold on. Who did we have at Christmas? Did you just say something about Christmas just now?
No.
Nettie, are you sure?
No, I didn't.
No, it was me.
Was it you?
It was me.
Don't accuse me. That's a question in the quiz. You'll get that wrong. You'll lose.
Yeah.
Was it Nettie who mentioned Christmas?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what it was. They missed out Easter and they went straight. It was the Business Diaries.
It was the Business Diaries, yeah, 5th of December.
Sorry,
you
Nettie.
Who said it.
It was you, Bert. Yeah, it was you. It was.
Sorry, Annette.
It was, wasn't it? Did you see that? She tried to pass it off. She tried to blame us for it.
Yeah. You can just stop this right away.
I don't think we will. Though.
Anyway, save the date. It's the Southeast Construction Exhibition, and it's on Thursday the 26th of September. It's taking place at the South of England Event Centre, which is at Ardingly. And you can book your place or find out what's going on or find out who the speakers are and find out all about it by going to
www.constructionexpouk.co.uk. Oh, I nearly drowned then in vitamin C.
Did you? Did you take a quick slug of orange juice, did you?
No, of vitamin C.
Well, how did you consume the vitamin C?
From my bottle.
And what's in your bottle?
Vitamin C supplementation.
No, but it's not raw vitamin C, is it?
Yes. Yes, well, you don't want to take a raw famous because it'll froth in your mouth, although I think we should do that for a
while. What is it?
It's vitamin C supplementation.
It's a supplementation, is it?
Can I just say, they normally get on a little better than this. And
today, I'm ever so sorry, Caroline.
They're
enjoying the sort of banter. We do
love
they call it banter.
It's like watching a marriage going wrong in front of you.
That's exactly what it's like.
What do you see it today with you?
No, nothing.
Because it obviously is your responsibility.
Yeah, it's obviously me, yeah.
I mean, I'm not being funny. 4 out of 5 people in this room are female, so you're not going to win, Paul.
I didn't expect to be honest.
Just saying,
Nettie.
Even if Beth's right, it's going to make no difference.
Is it me?
It's not you.
It's me.
It is me.
Is it you?
It is me, yeah. I've decided to take responsibility for it.
Yeah. When I said to you earlier and you went, I said, it's your take the responsibility. You went, okay, thank you. Okay.
And Nettie has just put me straight on here. There's 4 females and me. I'm just going to go for it. You know, I've lost. I've lost before I've even started.
Quit while the game's good.
And my other half just messaged going, oh, you're on fighting form today.
Does he really talk like that?
No, he's Scottish.
But she can't,
and you can't do Scottish.
She can only
do. I can't understand a word he says to me either, Caroline. It's hilarious. That's why we get on so well.
Let's just text each other.
Much better. Love, go and make a cup of tea. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Honestly, we go out on the bike sometimes and the boys will say something and I'll go, I've got no idea what he's saying. I've got no idea. It's hilarious.
Does he speak pirate, though?
No, not at all.
Not at all. So no.
It's ever so funny.
You got a perfect relationship.
I know,
you don't understand
right?
each other.
I know. Tell him that, would you?
I've had a tweet from Pecunia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they say, have a great show today, guys. We're listening. We're busy helping a creditor get paid, MOTing a client and their business, and improving their cash flow. It's all positive here. But don't forget, our dynamic training day on the 19th of March, and it's all you need to know about cash flow and getting your bills paid. If you want to find out more, give them a follow on Twitter. It's Pecunia 2016. That's PECUNIA 2016. Pecunia 2016 on Le Twitter.
Nice. Women in business. Oh, they're in force. I tell you, I've got loads of women in business things coming up. And it's going to be, come on, because we've got Women in Business Day.
Well, yeah, but it's International Women's Day, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Soon. Women in Business Lunch, Chilston Park, Wednesday the 3rd of April. That's 11:15 till 2:30. There's speakers of Belinda Collins and Katie Day. And there are details, and go and book it. I've spoken. It's a great event to go and see. www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Can I just say, it's really funny because every time I'm saying it, Lucy's laughing. Every time we go www, she's going, in my eye, that's all I can see is this little vibrating Lucy Hall going. It's our little thing we do, Lucy, in case people don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's because she doesn't know how to pronounce World Wide Web. That's what it is. So I have to do it for her.
Yeah.
Melanie Spanswick. She's got a new series of piano courses. Okay, she's an international concert pianist. She's a British pianist and teacher, author, adjudicator, presenter, and popular music writer. And Melanie is producing a series of piano courses at the absolutely stonkingly wonderful Finchcox in Goudhurst, Finchcox Piano School. Check it out. Follow them on the Twitter. Finchcox Piano is their Twitter handle. Or you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Melanie and find out all about her piano courses taking place at this stunningly wonderful Finchcox Piano
School. It's underneath, isn't it, in the basement with these grand pianos, is that right?
It's in the cellars of the house. The house is gorgeous itself. Neil, who's the chap that bought the house, I'll tell you quickly the story. He runs a big business in London, very successful man. He bought the house as a home.
It's huge.
It's massive. It's like 50 bedrooms. It's massive. And he's been redeveloping it. When he was a kid at school, he'd start to learn to play the piano. And he decided to buy himself a grand piano, and he just got the bug. Anyway, in what he calls the cellars, and I would call the catacombs or the undercroft, he decided to build a piano school. And if I tell you there are 8 grand pianos in the cellar, and none of them are close to each other. Each of them are in their separate practice area. It gives you a feeling of the size. But the room itself is absolutely, is a vaulted ceiling cellar. It's absolutely gorgeous.
What are the acoustics like?
Oh, fantastic. Right. It is just beautiful down there. And then what he did is he converted the coach house into bedrooms so that you can do a course there and stay in the coach house and do the course in the undercroft or the cellars of the main house.
Beautiful.
Fabulous. Just go and have a look. Even if you don't like pianos, go and have a look.
And I just love the idea of that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wonderful. And massive fair play to him. He's done a fabulous job of it, purely out of the passion for learning to play the piano. And I said to him when I was there, I said, so how's your piano playing going? And he went, oh, I'm too embarrassed to play because these people are all so good. But no, he's gone back into playing the piano, and they had some wonderful recitals there as well. Yeah, fantastic. Do check it out. Finch Cook's Piano on the Twitter. Have a look. Well, do you know what? What do you think?
We should do the news.
I think you're right, Bird. I think you're absolutely right. Why don't we go and join the newsroom at Channel Radio?